number 5 in the Heidelberg Catechism. It's on page number 5, questions numbers 12 through 15. As we begin the second section of the Catechism of man's redemption. I'll read the question, if you can please respond with the answer. Since then, by the righteous judgment of God, we deserve temporal and eternal punishment. How may we escape this punishment and be again received into favor? God wills that his justice be satisfied. Therefore, we must make full satisfaction to that justice, either by ourselves or by another. Can we ourselves make the satisfaction? Certainly not. On the contrary, we daily increase our guilt. Can any mere creature make satisfaction for us? None. For first, God will not punish any other creature for the sin which man committed. And further, no mere creature can sustain the burden of God's eternal wrath against sin and redeem others from it. What kind of mediator and redeemer, then, must we seek? One who is a true and righteous man, and yet more powerful than all creatures, that is, one who is also true God. Amen. So we began the catechism this year, and we looked at that first statement, that first question, number 1, what is your only comfort in life and in death? What is your only comfort in the understanding of the justice of God, which is what we're addressing now? In particular, question 12, the righteous judgment of God, we deserve temporal and eternal punishment. How can we find comfort in that situation that we face? The answer in the question 1 is through my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. And here we will begin to address more detail on what that is. But notice in our catechism, the focus, even before Lord's Day number 5, if you go back to questions 10 and 11, the question is one of God's justice. Actually, question 9 as well. What about the justice of God with our sin? What will God do to our sin? Question 10. He is terribly displeased with our inborn as well as our actual sins, and will punish them in just judgment in time and in eternity, as he declared, cursed is everyone who continues not in all things that are written in the book of the law to do them. And so the question, what about mercy? Well, mercy is defined by justice. It's in the justice of God that mercy is understood. So what is the mercy of God? Is there mercy revealed? And the answer is yes, there is. And that mercy is in satisfaction. It is in the satisfaction of the justice of God that mercy is also satisfied, revealed. As it says, through a mediator, through a redeemer. Ursinus, in his commentary on these questions, raises this point of redemption. Where does redemption come from? And he says, first we must understand why we need to be redeemed before we can truly appreciate the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. And so again, this redemption, this judgment, this satisfaction for justice must be accomplished. And when we share the gospel with others, it is in the context, it is good news in the context of bad news. It is in the context of a holy and righteous God who is offended by our sin. How can we be reconciled with him? And the answer is through the justice and mercy of God in Christ. And we'll see more and more of that as we continue next week, as we understand what does it mean that he has to be both God and man. He has to be able to be like us in all ways, and yet he also has to be able to withstand the terrible, infinite wrath of God, which is what our sins deserve. And so he must be God and he must be man, the man Christ Jesus. Amen.